It's a very serious humanitarian situation. Over 100,000 refugees from Ivory Coast have made their way to Liberia. In the last week alone, 20,000 have come across the border, which gives you some scale of the problem. Most of these people are living in quite difficult to access and remote border villages. I spent the last few days in Grand Jede, where many of the refugees have fled, and it's quite a challenge getting aid to these areas. It's becoming the rainy season next month, and the rains have already started. We tried to truck in some water to help a community, which has doubled in size because of the refugee influx. And the truck overturned because the road is in such bad condition, and with a night of heavy rain, the mud just became quagmire. So it's really quite a challenge getting help to refugees. We're urging people to help them come in inland a bit more so we can help them in larger centers more effectively and easily. But so far, there's no sign that that's happened, and it really is quite a challenge, and it's going to be more of a challenge in the coming days and weeks.
What kind of people are they? Are they children, women, or all of those?
Yeah, a lot of children and women, but really it's young and old too. And what is quite sad is that many of the families were separated from loved ones during the conflict. They told me that when gunmen entered their villages, people just simply fled, and quite often they fled in different areas. So, for example, you have many mothers who are with young children who've been separated from their husbands. You have young children who fled on their own without parents. You have other people who, you know, have lost brothers and sisters. And then other people told me that they, on some journeys, they even lost relatives. One couple with six of their own children were also traveling with a niece and nephew, and they had to cross a river before they arrived in Liberia. The current was so strong, the children lost their footing, and they sadly drowned right before their eyes. So this family are very traumatized. They were trying to take care of these two young children, but they were actually casualties. They died a very tragic death.
You say some of these refugees are living with the families in Liberia in remote jungle areas along the border. Is the Liberian government able or capable of helping some of these refugees?
Well, help is getting to people. The problem, as I described earlier, is that people are in quite difficult to access areas. The United Nations, for example, has built a camp in one county, Nimba, which can hold 14 to 20,000 people. But at the moment, there are only 2,500 people living there. Now, that's partly because a lot of the refugees themselves prefer to live near the border. With communities, they think that it's easier to get jobs, they can live a more normal life, and when things return to normal, it's easier to get across. But there's also been a sort of campaign of disinformation by some villagers who are telling the refugees, well, if you go to the camps, terrible things will happen to you. I think partly because the villagers think if the refugees stay with them, they'll get more help too. Now, it has to be said that the villagers and Liberians have been extremely generous to the new arrivals. Many have opened their houses, are hosting refugees, they provided food for them, even clothing. But these are generally poor subsistence farmers. They have very little themselves, and now they're running out of food and basic things in the community. In one community where we're working, which has roughly doubled in size, there are only 3 water pumps, and 1 is working. So that's the reason we've been trucking in water, so that they can use it for household use and also drinking water. One other issue is that the emergency plan that has been drawn up by the UN and others to help people in Liberia and also in Ivory Coast is still only under 50% funded. So there is a critical need for funding, and the funding needs to come now. Every day, thousands of refugees are coming over. The needs are now. And sadly, when donors make commitments, that can often be a very long-term thing, and it takes a while for aid to be dispersed into aid on the ground. But the funding and the aid